My father had a special way with people. His warm smile and relaxed manner immediately made them feel comfortable. He would make the most irritable individual smile, and the most timid ones speak. He always said the right word at the right moment. For years, I was convinced that his success with people depended on his speaking skills. Before I went off to college, my father gave me some surprising advice. He said, "The key to success is being a good speaker and a better listener." Then he explained why. You learn more from listening than from talking. And if you are a good listener, people will feel at ease with you and open their hearts. For me, these wise words have been invaluable. In graduate school, I had the same advice from a famous linguistics professor. He defined listening as a social responsibility which promotes communication. When you listen, he told me, you receive and then process the other person's message. Your willingness to open a dialogue creates the miracle of communication. At first, I was surprised by this. I had always thought that in communication, speaking was more important than listening. Perhaps I had reached this conclusion because speaking is active, while listening is passive. Thanks to my professor's explanation, however, I learned that listening is a powerful social tool which can create, distort, or destroy communication. Unfortunately, most people do not learn this skill. Only a few realize that listening is a social responsibility. Poor listeners are socially irresponsible because they stop or block communication. You probably know people who do not listen. They never stop talking. If you try to say something, they do not listen, or they interrupt you in a loud voice. They are not interested in communication. They just want to be the center of attention. Quite simply, poor listeners are self-centered. I am grateful to both my father and my professor for teaching me why it is important to be a responsible listener.